Chapter 2, The Inner Landscape. Plagueis wasn't certain how long he remained at Tenebris's side. Long enough, though, that when he rose, his legs were quivering, and some of the dust from the explosion had settled. Only when he took a few backward steps did he realize that the event had not left him unscathed. At some point, probably when he was focused on murder, a rock or some other projectile had pulped a large area of his lower back, and now the thin tunic he wore beneath the envirosuit was saturated with blood. Despite the swirling dust, he inhaled deeply, eliciting a stab of pain from his ribcage and a cough that spewed blood into the hot air. Drawing on the force, he numbed himself to the pain and tasked his body to limit the damage as best it could. When the injury ceased to preoccupy him, he surveyed the grotto, remaining anchored in place but turning a full circle. Littering the hard ground, injured hawkbats were chirping in distress and clawing through circles of their own. Far above him, a beam of oblique and dust-mooted daylight streamed through the dome's large oculus, itself the result of an earlier collapse. Close to the jumble of stones the collapse had piled on the grotto floor sat Tenebris's small but priceless starship, a Rugis gnome design, alloy wings and snubbed nose poking from the artless mausoleum the explosion had fashioned. And finally, not meters away, lay Tenebris, similarly interred. Approaching the ship, Plagueis scanned the damage that had been inflicted on the deflector shield and navigation arrays, coolant ducts, sensors, and antennas. Tenebris would surely have been able to effect repairs to some of the components, but Plagueis was out of his depth, lacking not only the Bith's fine motor skills, but his knowledge of the ship's systems. Though unique, a marvel of engineering, the ship couldn't be traced to Tenebris, since both the registry and title were counterfeit. It was possible that the rescue beacon was still functional, but Plagueis was reluctant to activate it. They had arrived on Baldemnik in stealth, and he intended to depart in like manner. But how? Again he squinted into the light pouring in through the oculus. Not even his power in the force was enough to carry him from the floor and up through the grotto's unblinking eye. Nothing short of a jetpack would do, and the ship didn't carry one. His gaze drifted from the oculus to the grotto's curving walls. He supposed he could spider his way along the arched underside of the dome and reach the eye, but now he saw a better way. More, a way to accomplish two tasks at the same time. From a spot mid-distance between the ship and the rubble pile beneath the oculus, he immersed himself in the force, and with gestures not unlike those he and Tenebris had used in arresting the ceiling collapse, began to levitate slabs from the ship and add them to the rubble heap, stopping only when he had both exposed the hatch of the ship and was confident he could force leap through the oculus from atop the augmented pile. When he tried springing the hatch, however, he found that it wouldn't budge. He was ultimately able to gain entry to the cockpit by assailing the transparasteel canopy with a series of force blows. Worming his way inside, he retrieved his travel bag, which contained a comlink, his lightsaber, and a change of clothes, among other items. He also took Tenebris's comlink and lightsaber and made certain to erase the memory of the Navi computer. Once outside the ship, he peeled out of the enviro suit and blood-soaked tunic, trading them for dark trousers, an overshirt, lightweight boots, and a hooded robe. Affixing both lightsabers to his belt, he activated the comlink and called up a map of Baldemnik. With scant satellites in orbit, the planet had nothing in the way of a global positioning system, but the map told Plagueis all he needed to know about the immediate area. He took a final look around. It wasn't likely that an indigene would have reason to investigate the grotto, and it was even less likely that another interstellar visitor would find this place. Even so, he spent a moment regarding the scene objectively. A partially crushed but costly and salvage-worthy starship, the decomposed body of a Bith spacefarer, the aftermath of an explosive event, the scene of an unfortunate accident in a galaxy brimming with them. Satisfied, Plagueis leapt to the top of the pile, then through the roof into the remains of the day.